New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app on Android. Recommend Spotify or the Five Reasons YouTube channel. And on Apple, we recommend Apple Podcasts. Also, check out Off the Floor. We're now close to 600 members on our Discord server. You get to interact with us, for better or worse. Also, the host updates and interact with each other. Plenty of stuff on there, $2.99 per month. You'll want to get off of Twitter. Trust me, once you go here, you won't be on Twitter very much. Link is right here in the description. Also, want to recommend the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. Our friend Lynette, she is a subscriber to Off the Floor, 954-581-8800, 954-581-8800, Aggressive Insurance Agency, but you can find her at insurancebylynette.com, two N's and two T's, the insurance agency that works for you. Of course, Lynette's a huge Miami Heat fan. She can get you your life insurance, your car insurance, your renter's insurance, handle all of it, based in Lauderhill, services the entire Tri-County area. Again, it's insurancebylynette.com, 954-581-8800. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars. Wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got an all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust. It's power, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick, and follow me, Ethan J. Skolnick, on Five Reasons Sports. We got Brady Hawk, you can follow me at BradyHawk305. We are going to be giving you a summer league preview. That was the purpose of this episode. Brady's going to indulge me here for about 3 minutes because I got something to say, okay? I'm tired of the aggregation shit, okay? I am. Like, I can't say anything without it being taken out of context. And it's not just me. This happens to all the reporters around the country at this stage. It's sloppy. Nobody listens to the entire thing. And then what happens is it's a telephone game. So you get one aggregator, and then you get an aggregator on top of the aggregator, and then it gets blasted out to a million people, and it's totally wrong, okay? So I'm going to address this. Usually I leave this stuff alone, but this one today was just ridiculous, all right? And I'm going to call out people at this stage, okay? I'm tired of it. HeatNation.com, okay? I don't know Jesse Cinquini. I don't know him, all right? Maybe a fine young writer. I have no idea. This is how this story starts. According to Ethan Skolnick, only one person within the Miami Heat has a solid grasp of the new CBA and its stipulations. And then it quotes me. All right. Now, I'm going to say flat out that I'm on so many damn platforms. We have so many platforms, whether it's this, Discord, or Playback. Those are the three primary ones. Or Twitter, four. Okay. That I don't exactly know exactly which one of those I said something like this. Okay. Brady and I were talking before the episode. I think it was Playback, where I tend to be a little bit looser. But essentially, it says, we were talking about the CBA, all right? And we were talking about the fact that a lot of agents don't seem to understand it. Again, this is a new CBA, all right? This was put into place recently. It's not particularly advantageous to the players. We've discussed that. But it also has a lot of clauses and a lot of kind of, it's like butterfly effect. Things that lead to other things lead to other things, okay? And at this stage, based on conversations that I've had with the Heat, but also outside the Heat, a lot of agents, even some executives, don't seem to fully understand it. Okay? That was the context of what we were talking about. So this got aggregated. This quote was pulled for me, but this is the grand point, okay, that I think has to be resolved here in the NBA. Skolnick said regarding the new CBA, it appears that a lot of agents do not understand the new CBA. I said that. I stand by that. And I've been told by people inside the Heat that really only one person on their side understands it. By the way, I cannot believe I said that without saying the word fully. Okay, so I'm going to go back and find this clip because I would have used the word fully. All right, so I'm going to go check that. Like one person in the league, and it happens to be Andy Ellisberg. Now, if you listen to that, okay, even if this was aggregated word for word and I misspoke by not using the word fully, I'll give the writer the benefit of the doubt on that, all right? I'm going to go listen to it. I'm going to find it, okay? How do you come out of that basically saying that the Heat are incompetent? I'm saying in the last sentence of this thing that is aggregated, like one person in the league, and it happens to be Andy Ellisberg, doesn't that imply that the Heat have a better grasp on it than the rest of the league because they have the one guy in the league who understands it? Even if I was speaking with hyperbole, because obviously somebody else understands it. But as I've said before many times, the league consults with Andy on these things because he has such a good grasp of it. Can somebody explain? Well, maybe Jesse can explain. And here's an invite to Five on the Floor right now. Okay, come on with me. Brady, I don't know if you want to be there. Alex, Greg, Eternal, Sean, Brian, hey, all join. How about Timmy? Let's get everybody on here. I want to question Jesse on this. This is his phrasing. Perhaps Miami's lack of understanding regarding the new CBA explains why the team hasn't been very active since the start of free agency out of a few minor moves. The Heat have reportedly signed Kevin Love to a 2-year deal worth $8 million and also recently inked Alec Burks to a 1-year deal. Then he goes on about Markkanen. I'll get to that in a second. Then he goes on about DeRozan. We've gotten to that before. By the way, I told you he wasn't coming to Miami if he wasn't taking $5.2 million, and it looks like he's going to go to Sacramento on a sign and trade. We'll see what happens. There's a couple more paragraphs in here, which are pretty much filler, 3-4 paragraphs. And then the end of this, if the Heat's lack of understanding of the new CBA is indeed what has held Miami back from making a major move via trade or free agency thus far, hopefully the team's staff will be able to get a firmer grasp of how it works in the near future. What the fuck? Seriously. Okay? How exactly do you draw that conclusion from what I said, even if I misspoke and didn't use the word fully? What I'm basically saying, the one guy in the league who understands it is on the Heat staff. It is their general manager. This isn't carrying water for the organization. This is carrying water for journalism. I'm tired of it, okay? It's gotten to the point I can't say anything. And then it gets worse because this idiotic story is posted. So, of course, Legion Hoops retweets it with the same headline. Only one person in the Miami Heat organization understands the CBA. Again, okay? There needs to be some accountability for this stuff. And I welcome Jesse and whoever the hell runs Legion Hoops to come on Five on the Floor. All right, let's do an ad. We're going to talk about Summer League. Want to tell you about a great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network. Maybe Prize Picks should put aggregators on there. How many things will they get wrong per day? 3.5? Over, under. Go to prizepicks.com. Use the code 5. Get your initial deposit matched up to $100. If they don't have aggregators on there, they do have Copa America. They do have, I think that's still going on, right? They do have esports. They have baseball, all-star game, obviously, all that kind of stuff. It's there on prizepicks.com. Check it out. Use the code 5. Get your initial deposit matched up to $100. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. These days, all of us are operating in an information technology space, and that is dangerous. And that's why I signed up for Incogni. You can find it at incogni.com. That's incogni.com/5floor. That's FiveFloor, name of this podcast. And you get 60% off an annual plan. Now, why should you do this?
because data brokers are out there creating shadow profiles on you that include a frightening amount of personal details. These insights are then used by scammers, total strangers, insurance companies, banks, businesses, and even the government. You want to avoid the identity theft, the increased costs, and all of the things that come with this. So you got to sign up for Incogni. They will go through the entire process with you and begin that data removal. So again, you can be safer in this online space. So check it out, incogni.com. Again, that's incogni.com/5floor, spelled out 5floor, and you get 60% off an annual plan. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor and the Five Reasons Sports Network. And by now, you know that I'm an avid proponent of Prize Picks. That's America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. I feel like half of them are in our audience. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. All you got to do is pick more or less on 2-4 player stat projections in Florida and 2-6 in other states and watch the winnings roll in. They've got great promotions too. For instance, in September, only one Caleb Williams passing yard got you a win. Just one. Even a Bears quarterback can do that. And one of the great things about Prize Picks is it's the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. There's a certain basketball team we know that that comes in handy with, right? All right, so you got to check out Prize Picks. I've had great experiences with all along. It's fun, it's simple, and again, you can play all of the different sports. So download the Prize Picks apps today and use the code 5ONTHEFLOOR. Spell that one out this time, 5ONTHEFLOOR, and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's right, the code 5ONTHEFLOOR on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
If I said, Brady, that Brady Hawk was the only person who understands the Heat Summer League players, no one else in Five Reasons Sports understands it. Would we have a problem with Five Reasons Sports, or would we be in pretty good shape because you do understand it?
Well, I think you should say, I think that's kind of the, if you're saying that, I take that as you're saying nobody else understands it outside the Heat too. So I must be the only person that knows Summer League ball, period. So that's a very big compliment. So thank you.
That's actually true. HeatNation.com, aggregate that. Legion Hoops, come over the top and aggregate it again. All right, let's get to the players that are going to be playing in Summer League. So, again, Vegas doesn't start till next week. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they're Sacramento first and all the rest of that. Used to love when it was in Orlando. It was just an easy trip up there. You just run into everybody, but not to be anymore. I know people are going to want us here to talk about Khalil Ware and Pel Larson, who looked pretty interesting in some clips that were put out there today. We'll get to them last. I want to talk to you about who else you're looking at out there.
Yeah, so I think the main one, and we're seeing, you kind of get a good feel, I feel like, from Miami's social media a little bit when they kind of hype up certain guys or around this time of year, because it kind of shows like what guys are kind of popping out a little bit more and which guys have a better chance of making the roster, I'd say. And Keshawn Johnson is the guy that from the start that has kind of made the most sense to me. And the fact that he already is on a two-way, I think he's kind of the guy to watch because he had a spike in his three-point shooting. It's probably one of the reasons that the uneven three-point shooting is probably the reason he fell undrafted. He's probably the reason he's in Miami right now. But the spike is kind of the curiosity part. It's the part of like, is this real? Can he continue to be like a legit 3-and-D player? We know he has the defensive ability. We know he can size up. We know he can size down. We know he's really good on that end of the floor. We know he's really good off ball offensively. We know he can play in a specific role. We know all of that. It just comes down to, I'm curious to see how they use him, I guess, in this summer league, because I feel like they will kind of want him to be a high volume. Just, hey, if you're open off the catch from three, shoot it. Like, this is what we want from you. Because that's how we can tell how we can utilize you moving forward. So I think Keshaw Johnson's kind of one of the biggest ones. But Zion Poland's another one. And it's not just because these two guys are two-way guys, but we're talking about like a perfect point guard for summer league. It's Zion Poland. Like a guy that could just play his game, just get guys in their spots, just run a pure point guard role. Just a guy that's going to run your offense so you can trust. I feel like that's kind of been Miami's summer league issues in the past, where I'll say, like, where we've looked forward to, like, the guys at the top, like, let's say Khalil Ware, these other guys. But it never ends up mattering because they can't get them the ball. Like, I think it was the year with Jovic where Jovic wasn't used properly because they had nobody. They didn't have a point guard on that summer league roster. They didn't have anybody to, like, actually make Nico play his role that he would see moving forward. And I felt like that was a bit of a problem. Poland is a guy who can run pick and rolls. He's a guy that could throw it up to Ware. He's a guy that could put kind of the shooters in their spot. So I think he's an interesting one. I'll say the last one because it's the guy that we know about. Alondis Williams, I mean, he's been fun. Like, he's a super athlete. He pops. He's done good things for Miami's G League team. And the fact that, you know, I know everybody wants to talk about Drew Smith and the two-way and everything, but Alondis is somebody that wants to compete for that. He's trying to solidify his spot in the NBA and still try to find a way onto a roster. So he's going to look to prove himself. So that'll be another interesting name to kind of keep an eye on here moving forward in the summer league.
Well, and we've talked about how the Heat typically have this pipeline of players, and, you know, over the past couple of years, they've started to move on from some of these guys rather than overpay them, that they've set kind of a limit on it. With Strus, they were never really in the ballpark there. With Vincent, they were, but, you know, again, it ended up coming down to, I think, by the end, what they offered, one more year and one more million or something along those lines. Gabe went back to California. Obviously didn't work out for him very well last year. And then this year, we're still waiting on Martin and Highsmith. Now, I've reported on previous podcasts that they did make, you know, an offer to to Martin if he had opted in, that they could have offered him more than other teams could. They could have offered him up to 5 years. There were bigger raises, bigger initial raise, et cetera, a 40% raise over the current $7.1 million. He decided to opt out, thinking he had a better market. And again, we're now, what, July 5th, and there's really no movement that we know about. And I don't know that Caleb's going to get more than the mid-level, the taxpayer mid-level of roughly $5 million after all. And then Highsmith, we're still waiting on that one too. There's been some talk about both of them with Philadelphia or some other teams, but again, nothing has happened to this point. So maybe one of them is back, but there's really no chance at this point that both are going to be back. Are you comfortable with the pipeline now? I mean, I guess we have to see these guys in summer league, but it does seem, and maybe this is unfair to the other guys, but that there's a little higher upside to some of these guys. Is that fair to say? I'm not just talking about the draft picks, but just, you know, like, hey, when we talked about having a very high floor, but we didn't know how high his ceiling was. And to me at this point, he's actually exceeded what I thought. And Caleb, I mean, they looked at him as roster fodder, really. And he ended up becoming, you know, guy who's second in voting in the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. Are you comfortable with where the pipeline is?
Yeah, I think Miami, it was overdue for them to get a reshuffling, it feels like, with the two ways, with the undrafted talent, with all of that, because it felt like they were trying to squeeze some things out of a lot of the guys that were in that range, and it kind of felt like it kind of gotten to a certain point where it was like, okay, I think we're past that now. I think we know what we have with these guys. It's time to kind of get some more talented guys in the mix. And I think that's what you're seeing. Like, even like Josh Christopher is another name to watch on this summer league team, just because when you're saying that about the more high upside guys, like a more talented player, it feels like a Josh Christopher is like a Caleb Martin type, where he has a little bit more of the talent side. And it just comes down to him just trying to find his way onto a Miami roster to kind of prop up his stock a little bit. So I'm curious to see that, but 100%, like, they needed some guys that have more upside, that have kind of more of a direction, I feel like, with their game. Like, some of these guys, like, and it's nothing negative toward them, but like an Orlando Robinson or Jamal Cain, like, you know what they are. Like, even if you plug them into the regular season, which we've seen them do and it's worked and it's been okay, to your point, I mean, it is a high floor. You know what you're going to get, but you know it's going to probably be nothing more. And I think with a lot of these guys, you kind of are at the point now where it feels like you have to start and reshuffle again and just kind of see what you could squeeze out of some of these guys. So like the names I was mentioning, like a Zion Poland, where it's kind of a restarting with a different type of point guard or a shooter. Like Cole Swider is another interesting name, I guess, in this summer league, just because he's in that range of guys that have been here for a little bit, I guess. But he was really good in summer league last year. He was not with, obviously, Miami. He was with the Lakers. And he had a really big summer league. So if maybe he could kind of find his range a little bit and try to just find some shooting depth. And I think the tough part for him, and I thought it was actually kind of weird to hear because he was kind of got a Zoom interview after one of these practices, and he's talking about Pele and kind of how good of a shooter he is and how hard he works. And it's like, it almost feels weird to ask these guys that are like not like locked into the roster about a guy that could potentially jump him. That probably is for, he's actually on the roster this quickly. And it's like, it feels like he did already get jumped in terms of shooting use, just because they're going to lean on their second round pick. They're going to lean on this guy with a little bit more talent. So that's why it'll just be interesting to see who can come out on top. The summer league matters. I mean, for these guys, like, this has how you determine who they're going to lean on moving forward. And these two ways aren't like everybody I know gets up in arms when they see the two way contracts get posted because everybody wants real moves. But like, these aren't like locked in deals. Like, these things can change tomorrow. Like, this could, there could be a guy that pops in summer league this weekend and he's on a two way already. So, I mean, it's just, it's going to be just things devolving throughout the weeks.
I mean, we talked a lot about RJ Barrett. I mean, it's RJ Barrett, RJ Hampton last year, and that didn't end up materializing. I mean, Kane is somebody who appears that he's been passed. You know, he just had trouble getting playing time even when they needed someone last year. And we talked about Orlando Robinson, and that's kind of where I want to go with this next, is that, you know, we saw Orlando Robinson really play really well in summer league and be featured in summer league and get the guarantee. And yet we're still at a stage, we don't know if Orlando Robinson is going to be on the roster this year. So these things do change year to year. I think some of the stuff with summer league is when they have a better roster at summer league, and it appears they do this year, it does allow more players to flourish. I remember a couple of years ago where Haywood was pretty much their only semi NBA caliber player. And they were trying to feature him, and it's not his game. You know what I mean? Whereas, you know, another, they featured Yurtsevin, they featured Struess, and it with Max, I think it was really helpful. Like, we saw it kind of play out when he had those reps, and then he was having those reps in the Eastern Conference Finals or in the finals, and you can see some of what he drew from Summer League. Who do you think this team will feature? And this, I guess we're pivoting to the draft picks a little bit here more, but I mean, who's going to be the featured scorer?
I mean, it feels like I'm just giving the obvious answer, but I 100% believe it's Khalil Ware. And I'm glad you brought up Orlando Robinson, because I think it's similar to that. I mean, the fact that they were able to feature Orlando, like, low block post scorers have more of a chance of dominating in summer league than like the actual NBA. Like, there's a feature ability, it feels like, for big men in summer league. Like you saw with an Orlando type guy, that I think Miami is 100% going to feature him. The question I'm kind of posing with Ware is, like, Struess, for example, they pretty much said, like, we want you to just, we're going to put the ball in your hands a ton and just see what happens. Just try to grow. Just try to see what, we'll see what you can do. We'll, like, just try to get as many reps as possible. Do they go that route, or do they go to the route of like what they did with Jovic, where it's like, okay, we're going to put you in this spot because we want to prepare you for your role in the NBA. We want you to be ready to play off ball. We want you to be ready to, like, not, because you're not going to have the ball in your hands at all times. So I'm curious to see how they kind of deal with that. Like, is it going to be a lot of pick and roll, trying to hit him on lobs constantly, or do they give him reps? Do they let him try to shoot the ball a little bit more often than he would in a regular season game? Do they let him kind of get more mid-post reps and work the mid-range game a little more? I think they probably let him do a lot more than the normal stuff. Like, I think they're going to try to, you'll see a game or two where he's just predominantly dunker spot, screen roll, lob, just pick and pop, like, very in a box. But I do think a lot of the time he does have a little bit more in his game than I think a lot of fans and I think the coaching staff wants to see it. He seems to think that he could put the ball on the floor a little bit more. He seems to think he has a little bit of a mid-range game. Like, I know there's some workout videos going around, like, his jumper off the dribble looks pretty fluid for a 7-footer. So 100%, I think he's the guy that they're going to feature. But to your point, they do have a lot more talent on this roster than they have in past ones. So I do think the scoring could end up being spread around a little bit more.
I mean, to me, this is the most interesting roster since they had Nunn and Hero starting in the backcourt with Duncan at the three. Mm-hmm. And those guys played off of each other. And obviously it parlayed itself into the regular season because Kendrick Nunn got off to a blazing start. And of course, Tyler had the rookie year that he had. So I feel like, you know, the Keshawn Johnson-Larson connection, which we saw in some of those videos that were dropped today, that's going to be featured also. And it actually is probably going to help both guys that they have familiarity with each other. And you mentioned Kajaw Johnson is really interesting to me. But Larson, it's just clips, and again, this is not regular season NBA ball, let alone playoff ball. But he's athletic. Like, you can just tell, like, he moves like an athlete. And, it reminds me a little of Max, actually. And that was one of the things about Max that was underrated was his overall athleticism. I see some of that with Larson. I can see what they liked. I feel, again, like their conviction on these guys. We can argue about what's going on. And Barry wrote a piece for the Herald today. I'm just sort of starting to get through it. Barry, you convinced me to finally pay the sub. I haven't paid since I left the Herald in 2016. But I paid for this story and then I'll cancel it. But I wouldn't cancel Barry's work. I'm just waiting for Barry to come over to us. When I was looking at it, we'll go through it, okay? And Greg and I are going to kind of go through it point by point over the weekend. But the one thing that can't really be argued with about where the organization is right now is they have had a knack for finding young talent lately, or young contributors. And that is not something the organization did well through the course of Riley's time, but it certainly has over the past few years. There's no argument with that. The draft picks on the whole have been excellent for where they've chosen. And also the guys that they have found in recent years who Heat fans are lamenting when they leave because they were contributors when they were here. And so I have a lot of confidence when they like a guy and target a guy. And the fact that they had a second round pick this year, which they haven't always had, Larson is compelling to me. I think they may have something there, and there may be a role for him this year, Brady. I don't know that Swider's an NBA player. I'm not convinced of that yet. He doesn't move like an athlete. He moves like obviously he's an athlete. He's an NBA player. He's an NBA two-way player. But I'm saying he doesn't have that kind of wiggle to his game that it appears that Larson has.
Yeah, and I think you brought up Tyler before in Summer League. And I think the big thing there is, like, Tyler coming in was called like this catch and shoot shooter. Like, he wasn't expected to be this pull up pick and roll player. And that's kind of similar to Larson in some ways because of his numbers and because of his shot and everything. But he has the ability to put the ball in his hands. Like, he has the ability to create. He has the ability to play make. He has the ability to do some of those things. Like, you mentioned the word athleticism. 100%. And every time I've seen a couple, like, the guys on the Summer League team have, like, right when you bring him up, that's the first thing they bring up is, like, deceiving athleticism.
Like Max. Exactly.
Right. So you has that, like, he does have that wiggle to his game. He does have that ability to, like, put his head down a little bit, finish at the rim. So I do think he does, like, legit have a more all-around game. And you talk about him being used in the regular season 100%. When guys go down and they're looking for constant contributors, how about a guy that has versatility offensively, isn't bully defensively, and is just a pure outside shooter? Like, Spo will utilize that all day. But I am intrigued to see how he is used in Summer League because, when he was playing in Arizona, like, there was a lot of points where he was, like, a role player. Like, he's going to be a role player here, but he played in an offense where he's, like, a screen and roll guy, where he's a playing at the free throw line guy. Like, he wasn't, like, always being a top utilized threat. So I do think that transition will be intriguing to see. And that it does matter, I think, the connection with him and Kajaw Johnson. Like, when you have that chemistry in lineups and you have that pick and roll and handoff and that type of chemistry, like, I think that stuff does carry over. So the other word I'll say with mentioning Khalil Ware before, the fact that I think it was Cole Swider, he came away after that practice and he said the first thing he brought up with Khalil Ware was physicality. He's like, he's a physical monster. If the first thing you're saying about Khalil Ware is a physical monster, like, there's something with this guy. Because that was, like, the one thing people are wondering. Like, does he have the physicality? Is he going to be able to box out? Is he going to be able to do all that stuff? He has the pure talent ability. He has the length. He has the shot blocking. He has the rebounding. He has all of that. If he's able to be, like, out, like, really having the physical elements to the game, and the reason why I kept saying it when they drafted him, like, Miami wouldn't have picked him unless he really showed out in a draft workout that he had that those physical stuff, like that he had the willingness to work and really put in that stuff. So that is probably we know about the skill set. I think that'll be the stuff to watch in summer league is like his work, his willingness to like make plays like that, his extra efforts. That's the stuff that's going to be intriguing. So 100%, this is a pretty fun summer league roster. And here's the other thing. When you have like a first round and a second round pick that like on paper naturally fit, that's what makes it fun to me. Like I want to see actions with those two, because if you could, that's a perfect balance. Like Larson's ability to put his, like we know it's him as a shooter, but he could put his head down and we know the length and everything of where, but he can pop out to the three. So I just try to maximize those two in actions together as much as possible.
Well, and of course, you know, when we start to see players pop in summer league, whether they're draft picks or undrafted, you know, we start to think about, okay, which guys on the roster may not be as necessary. And, you know, look, they've already signed Burks for the minimum. If Larson shows out as a shooter and looks like he's ready to contribute, is it easier to trade Duncan Robinson then? That would be my question, because, and then, you know, again, you're looking at with Caleb and Highsmith, okay, Keshad Johnson, there seems to be an opportunity here. Alondis Williams, there seems to be an opportunity here. So there are opportunities for these guys. And I think, again, Heat fans have to get used to the fact that you may see these guys play for your team for only 2 or 3 years. And then, you know, it becomes kind of cost prohibitive to keep a lot of them. And in a lot of cases, it's not smart to keep a lot of them if you can develop another one. There's nothing over the past, I don't know, since Spo, I think, had a big role, and obviously Sioux Falls and the connection that was developed there, Adam, others, since they've put this thing together, this developmental program, they've literally churned out one or two guys a year that are NBA contributors. And there tends to be a little bit of an arc to it where like the first year is kind of getting your feet wet, and then you go to summer league and then you get the two, you know, you get the two way, and then eventually you get the guarantee, and then you're starting in the finals. I mean, that's tended to be the way it's gone, and then you're gone. I mean, that was the max arc, and Gabe had a similar one. And you know, the Heat pushed back on the Drew Smith stuff, because I know Heat fans are frustrated because they don't really see it with Drew Smith. I mean, I think 98% of Heat fans don't see it. Spo loves him. Okay, I said he would be back when he got hurt last year for that exact reason. But they'll say, well, nobody really thought much of Gabe at the beginning either. So there is a little bit of trust that I think has to go into this. All right, Brady, appreciate you breaking it down with us. We will have coverage of that on Playback. We're going to be following the games from Summer League, so we'll be checking that out. We're actually going to talk some basketball instead of aggregation rumors. Yes, I did shoot down the marketing thing this morning. I'll probably talk with Greg about that. I was told they're not in on him. I know that ESPN was reported they are in on him. Barry did not report that they are in on him. He just reported that ESPN was reporting that. So everybody get off my ass. Have a good night, everybody.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Barney Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, askmepeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Okay, how weird does it feel to be called someone's fiancé? The first time you hear it, you do a double take. Your heart kind of flutters. And before you know it, you go from, let's just enjoy the moment, to, we're planning a fall wedding. That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place and have fun along the way. From free planning tools like a budget tracker and website to a venue and vendor discovery tool that matches you with your dream team. Everything on Zola is designed to make your wedding journey as easy as possible. And with invites that can be completely customized and a wedding registry packed with gifts you actually want. Zola takes you from save our date to thanks so much without breaking a sweat. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.